Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is the most serious threat to our freedom and to the survival of this country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom with a very special guest. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our very special guest, again, is Cleta Mitchell. She is an attorney, an expert in election law. She has been advising and working in this area for 40 years or more. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Cleta.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's nice to be with you again.
Now, we want to talk about this bill. There's several different names of the bills that have been pushing through Congress, and that is all designed for one thing, and that, frankly, is to make sure that the Democrats are in control in perpetuity and really are able to push a socialism, Marxism goal. I mean, that's actually coming from people's own statements, such as Nancy Pelosi and other representatives in Congress on the Democratic side. But this particular other bill that they're floating and they're pushing is the now named John Lewis Voting Rights Act. That's what the name is that apparently they're moving with. And that allows for the United States Department of Justice to have prior approval of every little detail of every election, whether it's moving a polling booth from room A to room B in the same building, or whether, in your case, you gave an illustration through one of your sources that you have on video that worked in the DOJ, where a city wants to annex a part of the county to provide perhaps better water and sewer or fire and other kinds of law enforcement capabilities or service and coverage. But the DOJ objected in the past when they were using this preclearance because it included two new white voters in the precinct. So that's how micromanaged this would be. Tell us about the threats that are happening and what do you see coming forth from this Democrat House and Senate?
Well, they're trying to push this through, muscle this through. And of course, they have the complicity of the media. If we had an honest media in America, which we do not, we wouldn't see every election reform bill passed by any Republican legislature referred to as a voter suppression law or voting restrictions, which if you read the articles, that's what they say. They describe these election reform bills that are going through state legislatures as being vote suppression and restrictions, restrictive new voting laws, which is just, it's a lie, but it's the language that they use. And so they're doing everything they can in Washington, the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress, pushed by their left-wing base, pushing them to essentially overturn what the states are doing. And one of the things that we haven't talked about much, but I think is very significant, is that they are desperate. The Democrats are desperate because of the fact that redistricting of the congressional districts is scheduled to occur next year, but in time for the 2022 elections. And Obama and Eric Holder raised and spent over $300 million to turn these state legislatures from Republican to Democrat control. And they did not win a single chamber. And they were doing that because of redistricting. Now, if you see an S1 and HR1, it took away the power. Those bills proposed to take away the power from state legislatures to do redistricting. And if John Lewis' bill were to become law, it would vest that not in commissions, but in the Justice Department, in the voting section.
In a small group in the Justice Department, yeah. That is a pro-ACLU, very left-leaning group of people.
So it would become like Venezuela, one of those countries, yeah.
Yes, and they are desperate. If you read some of the news stories, they're saying this is cataclysmic, it's an existential threat, because they're worried about the districts that are going to be drawn by Republican-led legislatures. And they want to take that control away and put it in the hands of these left-wing lawyers in the Justice Department to decide every congressional district map, every state legislative district map, every school board district map, every everything.
And some of the states that are liberal, say, for example, California, and this came through COVID, and you had this pattern of these very radical Democrat-controlled states, at least from the gubernatorial position versus Republican, where you had more severe restrictions placed on the people in those states. Now you're seeing an exodus of people from California. And so they're obviously going to lose representation in the United States House as a result of that census where they've lost so many people.
So these radical leftists are scared and they're trying every tactic they can to get our country down the drain.
Well, yes, that is exactly right. And believe me, one of the reasons they were so angry at President Trump was that he said we should only count citizens for purposes of deciding the apportionment of congressional seats between and among the states. California, without counting every inhabitant, which includes all the illegals, California would have lost 3 to 4 congressional seats. It's losing population. The only increase in population in California is through illegal immigration. Think about that for a moment.
Mm-hmm. And they're allowing them to flood in, hopefully to get new voters, right?
And then Biden proposes, a path to citizenship because they want to add all of those illegals to the voting rolls, assuming that they're all going to vote for Democrats. That's why they want to add Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states so they control the Senate. I mean, the left is always about process. That's one of the things conservatives don't, in the past, haven't understood, that the left has always been the ones who, they write the laws on campaign finance and election law and all of this. And so now when you have Republicans stepping up and saying, well, we're going to write election laws that actually protect the integrity of the elections, they're having none of that because they're used to being able to control the outcomes by what the laws say. And Republicans, conservatives are waking up to what's going on.
At a recent hearing in Georgia with regards to or regarding the Georgia law that was passed recently, which really has been misrepresented in the media, it does have voter ID, but it has a lot of options that you can satisfy voter ID. But this one person who was head of an organization in Georgia was upset at the Georgia law because it prohibited this ballot harvesting. Only certain people could actually touch your ballot in these provisional, these early voting mail-in ballots. They could only have somebody who's maybe a caregiver or some other relative in your house or some limited group of people, which is very reasonable. But she was very, very upset that she wouldn't be able to go out and just massively collect these things and then dump them where she wants to dump them. And under the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that they're now pushing forth, it would allow the Democrats to have everything in the H.R. 1, S.1, which would be no voter ID, mass mail-in ballots. You have ballot harvesting and so many more things. It would allow them to do everything that they had in that bill, plus more. So it's really a greater threat to our freedom. Frankly, if this bill passes, we lose our country.
The way I feel about it, that's why I'm working on this all the time. I work, I'm the senior legal fellow at the Conservative Partnership Institute, working specifically on election integrity. And that's what I do all day, every day, because I do believe that we will lose our country if we allow the Democrats to change the election laws to give them total and permanent control.
And what you're doing is so important. And I think your message is that conservatives, we've traditionally been on the defensive instead of taking the offense and starting to write these bills and really stand for our country and election integrity.
And Cleta, in the last few moments here, what is the website? I know it's not live yet, but we're going to put it up on our website as well so people can find it to get more information from you. What's the website that you will be launching pretty soon?
It's going to be, it's whoscounting.us.
Whoscounting.us. Whoscounting.us. And that's your election integrity project.
That's it, my election integrity project. I'm going to be launching a podcast that's just solely about election integrity. And we've been so busy fighting the bad guys that I got to get back to doing
Absolutely.
Some proactive things.
Well, thank you for fighting the fight. Yes. And our guest is Cleta Mitchell. Go to lc.org/HR1. We'll have Cleta's website. We'll have other information there as well. You need to fax, petition, and call members of Congress and get involved. lc.org/HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.